Abraham, the father of discipleship. Lesson 5.
Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit."
If you're going to disciple someone, you must be born again yourself. Isn't this what the Bible affirms?
In order to become a member of the family of Jesus, you need to experience spiritual rebirth.
You were born into this world dominated by a sin nature you inherited from Adam and Eve.
Rebirth from above means your spirit is regenerated by the Holy Spirit through faith in our Lord Jesus.
The presence of His Spirit enables you to hear from God and use His power to carry out His plans and purposes.
Jesus used the analogy of the wind to describe the life of a person who lives by the Spirit. The wind of the Spirit has an unmistakable result in the life of someone He fills. As you go, as you respond with obedience to the Spirit's urging and direction, you're to come alongside those He earmarks for you. Introduce them to the authentic gospel of the covenant in Christ and disciple them. His Spirit guides the born again to those whom our Lord would have them disciple, to role model and instruct in a good and pleasing way of life, in which they gratefully put God's commands into practice.
Jesus sent out His disciples to practice what He'd shown them, taught them, and discussed with them.
And He gave them preconditions so they could experience His spiritual power rather than rely on their own resources. He sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. These were His instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts.
As with the first disciples of Jesus, along with your obedient trust comes His guidance, empowerment, and provision.
Our Lord Jesus has promised to be with us to the end of the age as we go about making disciples.
We who belong to Him today need the same confidence as His first disciples when He sent them forth.
The life of a born-again person who's dedicated to making disciples is clearly illustrated in the account of Philip in Acts chapter 8.
When persecution against Christians broke out in Jerusalem, Philip went where he could make disciples among the people the Jews despised, the half-breed Samaritans.
Jesus had told His disciples they'd be His witnesses to the Samaritans, and Philip was fulfilling that word.
Philip began his discipling career by relying on the same spiritual power Jesus gave the first disciples He sent out, to deliver people from demons and heal them, so they'd then pay attention to His message.
Having received the Holy Spirit themselves, Philip and the apostles knew that those who were born again needed the empowerment of the Spirit.
So in the obedient trust of a born-again person whose life is like the wind, Philip could immediately obey the angelic command to leave Samaria, even if he didn't yet know the purpose.
As Philip was going, he was attuned to the Spirit's precise directive to catch up with the Ethiopian official.
What fruit that encounter bore! Today, Ethiopian Christians credit the eunuch for how they've become our Father's children, all because one obedient witness served his Lord faithfully and sent another to disciple a nation. Philip's story of availability and obedience to the Spirit's guidance must become the life story of all who follow Jesus as their Lord.
Paul is another vivid example of someone who made disciples as he was going. The same embodiment of immediate obedience, guidance, and spiritual power is captured in the narratives of his life.
From the first disciples all the way to whoever will be our Lord's last disciples, we have in common to love him and obey his commands.
Since Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, his disciples today are called to be about his affairs like his first disciples were.
To walk the way of Jesus as the beloved Lord of your life, revealing his power, defines the precious relationship of being born again.
Being born again and making disciples are inseparable in our Lord's sight. Why?
Because those who are born again are indwelled by his Spirit, and the Spirit's love compels them to be our Father's ambassadors.
If your heart is available and willing to make disciples, you're evidencing his Spirit at work in you as one who is born again and belongs to Jesus.